Okay, great. Well, everyone will help me a bit with this week, because I thought it was kind of difficult, like a difficult like week of Gemara, so maybe kind of opening it up and people work together. The first question really is just kind of like working out here about the din of Saf by Shichcha. Okay, so we start off by kind of basically bringing a machlokas of Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, so we say, I mean, I just kind of read it inside. Yeah, it's Tanya Shichat Omer B'Sadeh Part L'Tamen. Yeah, so that's the Rabbanon. Yeah, so they say that you know, anything that's covered up in your field, right? It's not subject to a din of sorry, that's the Rabbi Yehuda. Anything that's covered up in your field is not subject to a din of Shichat, right? The Chachamim say no. Besada le rabos is a tamen. Yeah, we've got a word besada that in fact comes to include tamen. Okay, and basically we then think that should be the same. Whatever the din there is in tamen should be the same as the din for the corpse. Yeah, and we reject that and we say no. Actually, there it is kind of all based on you know, the context. Okay. And so for instance, for the Chachamim, they end up saying, yeah, that we include Tamun, yeah, that's because specifically the starting point there is that it has to be like Kotz, it has to be something which is in the open, yeah, that was the starting point. And then there's a drasha pushing against that comes to tell us, no, that even Tamun, yeah, that's the flow. So the question that I saw being asked is, yeah, before we get on to that, why would the Rabbanon, yeah, before we have like that context of pushing back against Katsir, right? Why would the Rabbanon need a drasha to include Tamun?
And it automatically.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You hear the question?
No.
So that's on number one. Yeah? And the answer I saw brought from this was in fact using the Meiri, that says kind of Meiri often says kind of very kind of logical kind of things. Yeah. So he says, right. Let's read inside. So he says Afilu haya ha'omer tamun, right? Kigon sharuch kasaso, right? Even if the produce you have is buried. So for instance, kind of the wind's kind of covered it up with something, yeah? Shehaya lanu lomar, that we would have said, now this is the key thing here that they're bringing to answer this, we would have said, ein zu shichcha, right? Maybe this has not got a din of shichcha. Why? Right? Shehare lo b'mikra nishkach, right? Because it hasn't really been kind of forgotten, yeah? Ela mitzad she'ein ha'ein sheletes bo, but rather it's kind of, you know, something's blown over it and that's why you can't see it. Right, so afa pikein shichahu. Right, so even still, because we're passing out the Rabbanon, we include Tamun, that's still got a din of shichah, because it's saf kol sof, kind of, you've gone and you've taken everything and you've left this, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, he's seemingly coming from you know, the answer I want to say, he's coming from here, that you would, the reason why you would have thought it's not shichah, is because shichah is about forgetting things, yeah? And you would have thought you have to, like, kind of really, on purpose, so to speak, or, you know, forget things, not where it's just you can't kind of because you couldn't see it. Yeah, I thought that was an interesting answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now the next point, yeah, was we asked then about this din of tzaf, right? And what happens if something is kind of you know, kind of floating and then, you know, kind of doesn't go on the ground but goes onto, you know, something like a stone or whatever in the field, yeah. What would the din for the purpose of shichcha be? Yeah? And we bring a brisa, a tashma, right? So the tashma says, yeah, omer shehechzik bo l'holicha le'ir v'anicho al gabi chaveiro b'shacho. Yeah? So let's say you've got, you know, produce, right? That you hechzik bo, you take it up, right? L'holicha le'ir, and you're going to take it to the city, right? V'anicho al gabi chaveiro, right? And then you put it down, right? B'shichru, right? And then you've forgotten about it. Atachton shichcha, ve'elyona elin shichcha, right? So we're going to say that the lower one is shichcha, right? That you put two bundles one onto the other, but the upper one is not, yeah? And then we kind of spell out, yeah, that the reason why, right? Atachton mipnei shichu tamon, ve'elyon mipnei shichu tzaf. Right? The elyon, right? Is got a din of tzaf. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like there we've got a proof, yeah? But we turn around and we say no, yeah? I'm just kind of skipping here. It says, Shani Hatam came under Echzik Ba Zakaba, right? The reason why there it's not, it will end up saying that it's not Shikha, right? When we end up saying Elyon Mishnei Shetzach, right? Is because, you know, at the end of the day, it's not Shikha because you've gone and been Koneret, yeah? So, the obvious question, I think, maybe everyone was bothered by, and, you know, just to point out that it's addressed, yeah, is why would you think that this was something that you can prove about the din of Tzav? Right? We're trying to think about a situation of where it's kind of landed on something else, yeah, but not a situation of where you've gone and you've been, and the brush itself says shehechzik, but you've gone and you've been koneret, yeah, and then afterwards you've forgotten it.
Yeah, so obviously, what's the Havamina?
What's the Havamina? Right, from the start.
Gemara answers the Havamina. It says Kitzav.
That's if we're going to...
Meaning, ordinarily with Tzav, the wind would blow a haystack onto, let's say, in your field, onto a Tesla wagon or something. Right? In this case, it's different. It's not wind out. So it's landed on a stone, it's landed on a wagon, it's landed on a fence. Hmm. And you've forgotten about it. So here, the same thing. The answer is Kitzav, it's like Kitzav, but you yourself have put it on there, not a third party. Mm-hmm. So here it's like it's passive Kitzav. You had nothing to do with it, it landed.
Right, but I'm saying we're trying to bring a proof to simply, let's say, where the wind would take, like the classic case of Tzav, right? The wind takes it and it falls on something, right? And we want to know, you know, since it's on top of something else, yeah, maybe it's not got din of shikha because it's Tzav, right? Here, right, the starting point is that the reason why it's on top of something else is because you were machzik it, you took it, and you went and you were going to take it somewhere else, yeah? You're going to take it to, you know, to the city, yeah, right, and then you put it back down on top of something else, yeah. So why would you think you would bring a raya of tzav from that case?
It's a simple case that you acquired.
It's a simple case where you acquired it.
It does use the terminology of tzav, though.
Oh, okay. So wait a sec. So yeah. So this is. I don't know whether you.
Yeah, I think it could be. Is that what
you meant to say? Because the fact that ultimately. Because it's a very confusing thing, right?
Right, yeah.
And we're going to say, because the Gemara itself says, yeah, but wait a sec, it's different because you were machzik it, yeah? Right? And then it asks and says, well, wait a sec, yeah, but if that's true, why does it say it's, you know, why does it say mipnei shutzav, right? And we said, yeah, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't really mean that, yeah? At the end of the day, it's like, you know, so we'll see the two questions. The first question I'm just saying is, what's the Havramina Bichlal? So just, I think it's just important to always see that the Rashi himself often addresses this, yeah? So if you look at the Rashi, right? Shehechzik bole elichale, I printed on here if you want to see it. Sorry. But basically, it's the second one brought down. He said, Tesalkevat chahashka to'ochav demilk nakat, v'lav davka. So Rashi right at the beginning is kind of telling you that the hechzik bar maybe is kind of lav davka, right? But it's always important kind of to see that because, you know, we should have been like, right from the beginning, Rashi's telling you, when you read that, you should have been like, how on earth is this being brought as a proof for Tzav when it just says specifically you've gone and acquired it? Like, of course, that wouldn't be something which is shikha.
Maybe we probably spoke
it out, right? And the Tosas of Rosh then comes along. This is the first thing. It kind of, I think, says what everyone else is saying, right? Because he starts off here by bringing the same din, which is in the Masechet Pair, which just says the din that if you once you're machzik it, then there's no din of shikha, right? Because you're acquiring it. Yeah, shikha is when you before you've acquired it, you've left it in the field. And he says, and therefore he's saying, what bechlal is the Havramina? So he says, v'yesh loma delishna de brisa atihisei, right? That the language of the brisa itself caused us to make an error, so to speak. Yeah, the katani. Because it kind of goes out of the way to say, oh, because, you know, and you left it on top of your friend, right? And it says, and it's like tzav, mm-hmm. Right? So you would have thought it's not shikha because you've left it on your friend and it's like tzav, right? So all of that yeah, is kind of what erred us to think this is mamish like a din of tzav. It's a case where, okay, you're machzik it, fine. But sof kol sof, it says you left it on something else. Oh, that sounds like tzav. And it says, mipnei shu tzav, right? So that's why, basically, you would have thought that this is telling you a chiddush in shikha, that something that's tzav is part of shikha. And the Kamash Milan know that it's really not that way. Anyway, it's just kind of important to, you know, mm-hmm. to bear that in mind. And then the next point is, next part of this equation is, well, sof kol sof, what does it mean? I think everyone was bothered by this, yeah? When it says, number four, when it says, emer pepnei shu ktsaf, right? It kind of, so we turn around and say, wait a second, like, that's right. The Bryce confused us by saying, because it, you know, the reason why it's futter is because it's tsaf, yeah? So we answer it, we answer the end in, we say, emer pepnei shu ktsaf, it's like tsaf. Which is a very confusing thing to say. Why is it so confusing? Because at the end of the day, at this point in time, we don't even know what the din of tzav is. No? Mm-hmm. The question is left unresolved. The actual question of if it floats and lands and, you know, by itself, is it pata or is it chayiv? Yeah? We try to bring a proof, but we don't really know. Because at the end of the day, this case is a case of where the reason why it's not din of shikha is because you were machzik it. So why is it saying, oh, mipnei shu ktsaf, when tzav we don't even know? So again, just you have to look at Rashi. This is where Rashi comes in, you know, is very important. Yeah. So if you want to look inside or either one, yeah. But nei shu ktsaf says Rashi, right? Shu pata al shehechzik bo. Your pata really again because you were machzik it, yeah. Ki ilu haya odenu ktsaf mal hakarka umunach biyado. Which means, yeah, that once you're machzik it, it's basically always yours. Yeah, it's always, like, so to speak, yours. And even then, when you've put it down, it looks like it's down, but not. It's not really. It's really as if it's in your hand. So I ktsaf just means, yeah, it's like as if it's, you haven't really put it down. It's like as if you really are holding something. Once you machzik it, you've kind of been koner it, yeah, it's kind of, we always see it as being, as in your hand. And therefore, that's why it means, it's. That's why Rashi's telling me. I think it's
very good. I missed the point. Yeah? Very good.
That's why it's telling you it's ktsaf. It's still in your rishus. Yeah. It's not the halakhic ktsaf that we're asking about.
Right.
Yeah.
No, because the way I explained it, then we had questions on that. But Rashi doesn't explain it like that.
Right. I was very confused with this. That's why I kind of looked carefully at that Rashi.
Very good. Well, I missed that.
Okay.
It wasn't in my hand. Not even.
So the next one you say chalim. I'm sorry, there was a typo in the thing. But number five, yeah, where it talks about these two halalim. Just it's really pointing out in shir, yeah, that drawing attention again to this Rashi, yeah. But we ask about when two halalim are one on kind of on top of the other, right? And we ask kind of various possibilities, yeah. We say maybe, you know, there's you know, because they're min b'mino, right? So maybe you have, like, basically, maybe you have, there's a problem of, you know, tamun makes it pata even where it's min b'mino, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one possibility. Kind of another possibility is no, but maybe that there's a din of tzaf when it's min b'mino, right? And then the third possibility gives is, yeah, right? Maybe, right?
Both.
Yeah, min b'mino have a tamun and min b'mino have a tzaf. Maybe it's both. So my question it should have said is, yeah, why don't we bring the possibility that it's neither?
Right.
Yeah? Right? And yeah. So the simple answer just is that Rashi kind of says in a fanami, yeah? That it could have said that. But it's a little bit of a problem, yeah, why it doesn't say that, yeah? Right. So I was just thinking to say, right, that the previous Rashi points out that when it says two things, one on top of the other, right, he points out that they're slightly different, the placement's slightly different, yeah? And therefore, there's a question about, it could be that one is nearer one city and one is nearer the other city, yeah? Mm-hmm. Right? So basically, that being the case, it sounds like we're kind of putting together different things here, but it sounds like in the Braisa, one of the things we're trying to teach is, you know, which one should you measure from? But we're always focusing on trying to measure from these bodies. So I'm just thinking that maybe the reason why it left out the possibility that you have kind of, you know, that bets and there's no din is because we, you know, well, in that case, that's not shaykh because you just measure from both of them. Anyway, I don't know whether that's true or not, but anyway, the main point is that Rush points out there's a missing case.
You mean, I mean, it's not like a conflict?
Yeah. So basically, we're always looking for a situation of either, you know, where you know, maybe one of them you don't measure from, and then it's only the other one, effectively.
Well, the last, the third case, though, you don't measure from either, though.
Yeah, nakhon, I hear. Yeah, the third case, we're saying that basically maybe both of them are part of it because of Mimbuna, yeah. Okay, I have to try to work on that.
Isn't it that if you have, so this is really Bates, you've got a chance. The fourth case would create a mach, like a passive invite. There's no result to the mach locus.
Well, yeah, that's what you're right.
Is that what you're saying?
I think that was related to what he's saying.
Was that what you just said? You know, like, in other words, you're going to end up having to go like both, whatever.
Right.
Say Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Onan. And that means that we don't actually have a resolve.
Well, it's not applicable.
It's not applicable
because it's just measure both.
I mean, you measure both, and you see are you saying?
Right, because you would just do two measurements.
What it means, like, what, we're passing both Tom on.
No,
I'm just saying the possibility would be that because it's min b'mino, right? So there's no problem of saf, there's no problem of tamun. So therefore, Rashi just says, well, in that case, you measure from both of them. That would be a possibility, right? But it doesn't even give that possibility. It sounds like we're always assuming that there should be either tamun or there should be saf.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's either yes tamun, no saf, or yes saf, no tamun. And then maybe that, you know, there's both tough, you know, saf and tamun, but it doesn't say maybe neither. Rashi spells out that's a missing case. Just to kind of work out why, maybe. Not sure. I'm still not sure.
I thought you were trying to say maybe the Gemara is dafka, and the fourth one was just not relevant to suggest because I don't, for whatever reason. Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I was trying to. I mean, there are other Rishonim that don't say like Russian that say, by the way, that it could be that they even like, you know, one on top of the other, and they're the same, you know, and it's just. In which case, it's maybe that's the answer, that if they're mamish the same measurement, not like Rashi says, then it's obvious that they all come from one city. So you just, and they also hold this, the Rishonim hold that if you've got many corpses from one city, you just bring one Egla Rufa for all of them. Anyway, yeah. I saw someone suggest that comes from here, but mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay. Let's do, maybe the last one here, that is number six, yeah? So this is an interesting one. So we say Tana Rabbanan Chalal and not Chanuk, yeah? Chalal means that it has to be through the sword, yeah, and not if it's strangled, yeah? Mm-hmm. So kind of a question I suppose you could ask is, right, like, are we only excluding something that's strangled? Right? It sounds like it has to be that there's various ways in which a person could die, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, right, it only says below Chanuk. Exactly, that was my question. Yeah. So, you know, what about, you know, is it only strangled? And if it's so, why only strangled? And if not, you know, why did it say that? So Rashi says clearly, so this is the first one on number six. Rashi says, Chala le mikre ela b'kli barzel ke'en cheref. Right, so I think it's clear that Rashi is learning, that from the word halal, you learn that halal means only through the sword, which therefore would end up implying that everything else is excluded. So if someone died because they burnt to death, or whatever else, any other form of death, and so I think you have to just say that Chanukah is just an example, I suppose. No, that's what I was thinking. But Be'etzim is Gzeiras HaKasav, has to be by sword, anything else is potter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It could be as an example, but it does leave it very like much open for like tafkeit. And you say below Chanuk, you think there would be at least one other case like drowning. So you could then say these are examples. Kimbo, and it only states one. Normally, you make, I don't know.
Well, I suppose Chanuk drowning. I suppose drowning would be Chanuk, no? If they drowned. I was thinking like maybe if someone burnt to death or something like that.
Doesn't it have to look like a murder? Like, say if you saw somebody dead on the ground and you had a heart attack. I don't think you'd bring out gold roof, would you?
No, no, you wouldn't. Yeah, it has
right?
to be.
It has to be that right that you would. So
well, you're saying something which is very much like the next thing. So okay. It isn't the next. But I don't know.
Okay, fine.
Oh, yeah, poisoned is a good example.
There's loads of ways someone could.
Yeah,
people have thought of many ways of doing this. But the general one, you know, if you're out on the, you know, out and about, and you know, what have you got with you? You know what I mean? That's.
But maybe is. I'm not sure exactly what I'm saying, but maybe it's similar to the next thing. But maybe you're saying that basically those are the two main possibilities. You're saying that
something
two
like
main
that.
The Miri says the following. He says, "Chala rotsi lomar meduknat becharev." Yeah.
Right.
Becharev. Yeah. Sha'al kol panim al yidei adam nase. Right. So he says, when it's the sword, you know someone else has done that. Aval im nitzan chanuk, but if it's strangled, ein is dakin lo shema me'elav mace. Then we don't bring egg larufa because it's possible, that someone they kind of had a heart attack of breathing. You never quite know, or maybe they strangled themselves. I'm not really sure exactly. Yeah. The chen kolan nim. I just finished this off because it's also interesting that Miri just this spot. Chen kolan kolch nim some farapeh. And also, if you see someone who's like not on the last legs. Afilu haya chalal, right, cherev, ein niskachin lo, shema yase lo nes v'yichya. He gives a svara to that. He says, maybe there's going to be a nes and he'll come back alive. Yeah. But anyway, the main point here is he's saying that Chanuk is kind of, maybe Chanuk is dafka, right? Because he's saying that it's an example of cases where it could have been that he did it himself. And as you were saying, you only bring egg l'rufa when you know there's a rotzeach, there's a murderer there. Yeah. So cherev, it's important that the drush of cherev is kind of being megalit to you that it has to be a death, by cherev, because that's the case where you know there's a murderer, right?
Right.
So I don't know. That leaves it open that maybe
you could expand it.
Yeah, maybe you could expand it to any other cases where you know there's a murder.
If you for sure know it was a murder, and even if it wasn't by the cherev, wow.
Right. Yeah. Now Rabbi Lashev says here. Yeah, and he just brings a third sheeta, but he says the gimel sheeta is nemru b'davar. So this is Rabbi Yashav when he summarizes. He says Rashi and then brings Meiri. The nirah sha'af al piyush mipashtus devarim lo ne'amar me'elav meis gam im matzanu osu chanuk. Yeah, and even though he says even if you see them strangled in stomach that wasn't they didn't do it themselves. Yeah, or what didn't happen itself. Yeah, mekom mekom hatora miyatta diyesh mekom lo markein. Right. Because it's at least wherever there's a possibility, the Torah excludes that. Yeah, you're kind of just spilling out the Miri. Masha en kim becherev, right? Vadai haya al yidei acher. So I, the point has to be, it has to be something you absolutely know for certain, according to Miri, that it's through someone else. The Hayad Rama, the third sheet, he says, the Yad Rama says, the lashon chalal haynu sheyetsim mimenu dam. It has to be that blood has come out. Yeah. The chanuk kevan shlo yatsa dam mimenu lo haya chalal. The ain may be agala. So it turns out it's not just a kind of just stomach because they were scattered, but halal is there's an implication that you see blood come out. It has to be a bloody death, yeah. And anything which is not a bloody death, where blood comes out, you wouldn't bring a egg or a roof.
Interesting. If somebody was in a fire, picked up a stone and smacked somebody's face in with it, with plenty of blood.
Well, yeah. So according to that, maybe you would.
That maybe you would. Yeah, that's right.
That would be that, but there's no sword, but that's
right. So that would be the difference. You're saying exactly what you're saying. You're saying the difference between Rashi seems to be halal is just a gzeiros kasev has to be by the sword.
When we brought this,
and here we're saying
your set
just my own just
my. Can you come to that? Can you see more now?
This talakamon, this pricing. It's shining on how we now understand that mission. The word halal is that's what
happened. Say again,
The Tanakh Kama, this discussion of halal, because in the Tanakh Kama, it's halal, it's sort of because of the
And everyone agrees on the drush of halal, right?
So that's what I'm saying. We're bringing this really to shine light on the word halal in terms of death in our mission of the sword.
Yeah.
But we weren't learning mission until the sword, until we got this. It's a very basic question.
What's your question? Say that again. You're saying. So you're saying.
Yeah. A mission brings halal. If you like the second line of the Mishnah.
Yeah.
And we just thought we were studying the dead signal.
My colour, yeah, corpse, right?
I'd never have a meeting about corpse, I didn't have a meeting that I was specifically discussing.
Sword. Yeah.
So I'm just, it's a very basic thing that the kind of colour of this visor mentions colour and goes, they get no issue.
Yes.
That shining light on what colour it can have was.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure. It's a bit different because the first mission is not, as you say, it's not really even addressing that question, right?
The first mission is death. So that's what I'm saying. So when you read the missionary, like this, yeah, strangled or stone or something.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think until we bring this Bricer, there's nothing in the missionary, right?
That's a very basic thing.
Yeah, I think that's right. The Bricer is the first one that says halal, that drush of halal velo chanuk.
Right, that
yeah.
is how we're understanding
halal
in the Mishnah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, in terms of how we answer in the Mishnah, I think just the Mishnah just doesn't seem to be addressing that. It never brings any drasha on the word halal.
It doesn't,
right?
No, that's what I mean. It doesn't.
Yeah, I think that's right.
It's coming to sort of like.
Good. Yeah, it's good.